You see this joyful journey in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 8 and verse 5, there's Philip the evangelist. He has a single message. He preaches Jesus. He preaches Christ. And those people respond. And those people are baptized into Christ. And they have that great salvation that's offered by God. And the Bible says in verse 8 that the city rejoiced. There was great joy in the city. How do you know? Because of the response of the people. I was in Moscow the very first trip many, many years ago. And we were carrying these big bottles of Pepsi from the only Pizza Hut in the country and a stack of pizzas. And we were going down the escalator and we were talking and unaware of our surroundings, that not a soul was laughing, not a soul was smiling. It was somber, like a funeral. But we were unaware because we were so happy and talking to one another. And some young people crossed the way on the other side of the escalator yelled across to us. They said, "You must be Americans. You're having too much fun." And we thought, yes, we're in a very somber country. But you know, we are citizens not just of this nation, but of a heavenly country. And we should be joyful. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16, in verse 16, of Paul and some of his preaching, and tells us about this maiden who was bringing a lot of money to the man who was in control of her, and how she followed Paul. And can you imagine this going on today? You're at the mall and you're a Christian walking around the mall, and here's this person walking along behind you saying, "Servants of the Most High God, servants of the Most High God." And she hounded him and hounded him. The Bible tells us how that he cast out that spirit of divination, and then how that he was put in jail for it, how they were beaten, how the stocks were made secure. How would you respond? You're out preaching the good news to people, that which can bring joy down in their hearts, and yet you're ridiculed and you're treated like that and beaten. How'd he respond? He responded with, "I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart." And Silas had the joy, joy, joy down in his heart. I don't know if that's exactly the song they were singing, but I know they were singing about joy down in their heart. That attitude. There was the earthquake, the prison bars, the doors are swung open. You'll find that Paul and Silas are still here. The jailer wants to kill himself. You're not to allow any prisoners to escape. But look, he sees something different in Saul, in Paul. He sees something different in Silas. And the world looks at us. Do they see something different? The jailer responds. The jailer believes. The jailer's baptized into Christ. The jailer has joy. And this joyful journey continues through the book of Acts. People need to see the effects of the product on the consumer. He says, "By this shall all men know you're my disciples, if you have love one for another." But also, he says, if you have joy and peace and patience and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith, of faithfulness and meekness and temperance and self-control, yes. You see the fruit as we walk and live in the Spirit.